Ran Daf Nun Zayin Amad Alef. Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us just go in the Gemara from the middle of the Amad. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Ksheira. Rav Huna Amar Rav said in the Shem Rav Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Ksheira. The Yerech was Nishmat Min Koimoy, so it's kosher. Omalei Rabbe Bar Rav Huna L'Rav Huna, so his son asked him, Rabbanan Da'osi Mepumpadisa Omru Rav Yehuda Mishmei D'Rav Omar Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Treife. Rav Yehuda said B'Shem Rav that it's Treife. We hear this in the beginning of the Yomet, Omar Yehuda Omar Rav Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Treife. Omalei Bri Naro Naro Pashtei. That means that there's different menhagim, that there was a minig in Pumpadisa, that they were machmer by Shmutas HaYerech, and Rav didn't want to tell them anything. So Rav Yehuda was under the impression that Rav holds that Shmutas HaYerech is treifa, but really that is not. He really holds it's kosher. I'm telling you, Omar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shmutas HaYerech, Bo'if Ksheira. Also, Rabbi Abba Ashkechei L'Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'Abba, the Kabodik B'Tzumas HaGidim. There was a Maise that the Yerech of an Oif was Nechtach, and he was Boidik the Tzumas HaGidim. Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'Abba was Boidik the Tzumas HaGidim to see if they're Shleimim. Omalei, so Rav Abba asked Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Loma Leila Marko Lehai, why is it necessary for you to be Boidik the Tzumas HaGidim? Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Ksheira. Afilu, the whole Yerech was Nishmat. So it's kosher, so here it was only Nechtach HaYerech. So it's Zichabi kosher. By Shmutas HaYerech also you don't have your Tzumas HaGidim, there's no Chibur L'Chayre. Vafa Pikein, it's kosher, so why do you have to be Baidik the Tzumas HaGidim? Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba answered Rababa, Ano Mas Nisin Yodano, I know a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Behime Shenechtechu Ragleo Min HaKuva L'Mato K'sheira Min HaKuva L'Mailo P'sula. Nakuva la maila is possible if it's nechtach, but hein shenito tzumas agidim, if the tzumas agidim were taken. Now, nechkach min akuva la maila is possible because maybe the tzumas agidim were cut. Va oma rav alo vechein boif. And Rav said on this Mishnah that if nechtach min akuva la maila is treifa by a knife also. You're asking me, Why I'm Baidik the Tzumas HaGidim? The Mishnah says by Behemet Streifut Nechtach Min HaKuva L'Mailo. And Rav said the same thing as by Oib. So I'm Baidik by an Oib. So Rav Abba told Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, Yehochi, if you heard this from Rav, Kashe the Rav Ad Rav, so I say it's a stire, two members of Rav, here Rav Huna Amar Rav said, that Shmutas HaYerech is kosher ban, or if you tell me by, if it was Nechtach, it's treif. Ishtik, Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba didn't answer him. Omalei, so Rabbi Abba was thinking about this, was a problem. Omalei, dulme shoni lei ben Shmuta lechatuche. Maybe there's a chiluk take, that Shmutas HaYerech, Rav holds this. Kosher, that Rav Huna said b'shem Rav, and could be chatuche is different. Chatuche is treif. Chatuche min akuva l'mailo could be is treif. So memele, so when after he said this shtichteira, so memele there's no more taina and Rav Yirmiya, why Rav Yirmiya was boidik to tzumas hagidim because here was chatuche. Omalei, so Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba told Rabbi Abba, Va'at mefarshes shmaitzei the Rav. You're saying a teretz, you're explaining shmaitzei the Rav. Beferish Omar Rav, Rav Taki said this. Shmute kosher chatucha psula. If the yerech was nishmat by a noise, it's kosher. Was cut, it's psula. Rav Taka said it's beferish. Va'al tetame, and don't wonder, that means it was nishmat milamailot kosher, and it was nechtach lower, it's tripe. Also matters where you're chaytach the regel. You chaytach the regel, a mile mitzum is agidim, it's kosher, a mata mitzum is agidim, it's posel. So you see that it doesn't work with svaris. This is what we were up to yesterday. Pisolik Rababe, when Rababe went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkecha l'Rab Zeira. He found Rab Zeira in Eretz Yisrael. Let us see the bottom two lines in Rashi. Rab Zeira v'Rab Abba Tavai mi Bovel Habe. Both of them originally were from Bovel. V'salku l'Hosam. And both of them went up to Eretz Yisrael. Rab Zeira solik b'Reishe. Kamalei Rab Abba, we'll see that we have a whole interesting conversation between Rab Abba and Rab Zeira. Chayecha achar shalisa mibovel alayim. If you went up to Eretz Yisrael, so now we'll see the conversation. Ashkechela Rab Zeira. So Rab Abba comes up to Eretz Yisrael. He meets Rab Zeira. The Yosef v'koma Omar Rav Huna Marav Mutas Yerus Boiv Treife. Now he says b'shem Rav Huna Omar Rav. But Shmuta Sheikh Ba'if Treife. Omalei. So Rab Abba told Rab Zeira, Chaye de Mar, let me tell you something. You're saying over B'Shem Rav Huna, B'yoyme de Solik Malach, from after you left from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Havelon Pishoin Pe Kame de Rav Huna. I had an opportunity to speak with Rav Huna. B'sheilne, I asked him, Rav Huna, I mean, what did you say b'shem Rav? By Shmutas HaYerech? Bo'om Alon Shmutas Yerech Bo'if K'sheirech. He told us, and as I had befeirish from Rav Huna, the Shmutas Yerech Bo'if K'sheirech. That's one maise. Then I'll tell you another maise, which we just learned now. Vashkach Teinamil Rav Yirmiya B'Rabbah. Another maise I met Rabbi Yirmiya b'Abba, the Yosef v'Kabodik b'Tzumas Hagidim. He was Boidik b'Tzumas Hagidim. V'akshilei, I asked him, why you Boidik b'Tzumas Hagidim, lo yisovu lo ma hodam ha-Rav Huna ma-Rav Shmutas Yerech Boib Kshayra. I don't know, Rav Huna ma-Rav said Shmutas Yerech Boib Kshayra. Omalais, he told me, I know a Masnissin Yodan, I know a Mishnah, Behemesh in Echtechu Raglam in Akubu lo Mata Kshayra. Nakuva Lamaila Psula, Mhain Shanitl Tumasagidim, Baomar Rav Allah Vahain Boy, and Rav said by Oif also Nachtacha, Minakuva Lamaila is Trife, is Psula. That's heard from Rav. Baomri lay, so I told him, I hochi kasha the Rav Adara, so I say, is a stire. Rav Huna Omar Rav said, Shmutas Hayerech is Ksheira, and you're telling me that Rav said Chatucha Sayerech is Treife. Ishtik, so he kept quiet, he didn't answer me. V'akshilei, then I asked him, maybe v'dul meshonile l'Rav ben Shmuta l'Chatucha. Maybe there's a chilk in Shmuta and Chatucha. So maybe it's not shver the stire, and then maybe I'm wrong what I told you. I told you don't have to be Baidik. There's a chilek between Shmuta and Chatucha. V'om Alin, he told me, at mefarshish shmaita the Rav, you're saying a psateret, to for the two members of Rav, befeirish om Rav Shmuta k'sheira Chatucha psu. So memele, so now Rab Abba told Rab Zeire, I heard from two choshe v'yidin, that Rav said Shmuta sayerech by an oif is kosher. So you're saying over now that Rav Huna Marav said it's treif. It's not true. I spoke to Rav Huna Marav, and Rav Yirmiya b'Rav also said b'shem Rav Shmuta Sayerech Bo'if is k'sheira. So let's get to the record straight. But then he asked him, "Va'at ma b'yodach?" Do you hear many other marim mekaymes on smutas ayerech boy? So he told him, "Yeah, I hear marim mekaymes." Ochi omar rabchiya barashi omarav. Here rabchiya barashi omarav said, "Smutas ayerech boy treife." Here rabchiya barashi omarav says, "Smutas ayerech boy treife." So you have a member of Rav, the rabchiya barashi said b'shem Rav. וכן אומר רב יעקב ברידי אומר רב יוחנן שמותס ירח באויף טרייפה. So may I have some other mekoymes here. This is Rav. We have a member of Rav that Rav had said that it's trayfe. And Rav Yoichanan said that it's trayfe. Then we have something very interesting. The same Rav Yaakov Bar Idi that said, that Rav Yoichanan said it's trayfe, Rabbi Yaki Baridi said, "Umole havi Rabbi Yochanan, ba'asro do'ire bo chavravoso." If Rabbi Yochanan would have been in the do'ir when the chaverim paskin, do'ire bo chavravoso latire leipolches. That means if Rabbi Yochanan would be standing when gedolei had do'ir before were matter, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't open up his mouth and say anything. He wouldn't say one word against them. That G'dayle Hadayl Lemaisa, previous G'dayle Hadayl said, Shmutas Hayerech Bo'if is K'sheira. So, it's very interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Bidi said that he said this B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi Yaakov Bidi, I don't know why he didn't tell this to Rabbi Yochanan, but he said if Rabbi Yochanan would have been by the G'daylem who are Mata Shmutas Hayerech Bo'if, he wouldn't have said anything over there. And now it brings over the Maise, the Omer Rabbi Chanina Omer Rabbi, this is already a previous, this Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Shmutas Yerech Bo'if Ksheiro, Shmutas Yerech Bo'if is Kosher. The town the Goylis Oiseloi Le Rabbi Chanina, Shenishmeta Yerech Shalom, there was a Maise, that the town the Goylis of Rabbi Chanina was Nishmet Yerech Shalom, and he brought this town the Goylus to Rebbe, Vitiroloi. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh said, it's Mutar, Shmutas HaYerech Bo'ifus Ksheira. No, this was the Heber Heter from Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rab Chanina wanted to be Mefarsim the Heter, Umolcho Rab Chanina, so he salted it to preserve this Yerech, So that when he showed them this was the yach that was nishmat and Rabbi said you're allowed to eat the oif. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said, so this chaymer that Rabbi Yochanan said it's treif, if he would have been around Bizman Rab Chanina and Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he wouldn't have said what he said. Let's see what Rashi says so far. Havalom pischen per kami de Ravune, kloima uskaknu ledaber bishmute sherech of ne Ravune, for omalom kshere. Ba'achar kain ashkachte le Rabbi Yirmiye. So Mamelis, he told them, listen, I have Mara Mekoymes that it's kosher. In Eretz Yisrael, did you hear any days about the Shmutas Hayerech Bo'if? Chab Voroso, Chab Ravoso, Chaveirem, Loi Porches. If Rabbi Yochanan would have been standing there by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Loi Yochel, Lonoit kono fulakanta. He wouldn't flutter a wing and say one word against them. Afulorem is dova. He wouldn't open up his mouth. Mitoich shegdoilemain. Viyesh loy liro mehem im hoya etzlom. If he would be standing there, he wouldn't utter a word. The gdoilem said, Shmutas ha'oif biyerech sheir. Rab Chanina Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Umolcha Rab Chanina salted it, Kedeli Skayim. that it should last. V'yuchel laharis yamim rabbe. So memele. So it seems now that we just hear that the previous doiris held that shmutas hayerech boiv ksheire. Pir tais the gemara. So we don't pass on like all these marimakaimis that seem to say that shmutus ha'oif b'yereches k'sheira. Ela k'ha, we pass on like this ma'isa. It seems this was also a previous ma'isa. The shoyl Rabbi Yosi ben Leiroi as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kdiras kone bekamo. Yes, a shaila. What is the din if there's a hole in the kone, in the gageres, chason in the gageres? How big does it have to be? Omalei mishne shleima shaninu at ke isarei talki. We learned that if it's an isarei talki, it's straight. Omalei. Rabbi Yosi ben Leiroi asked him, "Blei rochel achas oisa b'shchunaseinu." There was a sheep in our neighborhood. Shenigda kone shelo. So what does take? Was a hole in the kone. But also la krumim shel kone, and somehow they patched it up. They covered this hole with krumim shel kone. And it lived. How can you say it's treife? There was a mice in our shchune, there was mamish with a mice with a rochu, and they patched it up and it lived. Omalei. So Rabbi Shuman Levi told him, Baldo at Somer, you want us to be Somer on this? Oh, Zarai, that it's not treife? Let me tell you something. Balei haloche raveches bi Yisrael, shmutas yerech ba'oif treife. This is a haloche, which is ungenommen by Klal Yisrael, shmutas yerech ba'oif treife. Betal negoilis oisaloi le Rab Shimon ben Chalafte, Rab Shimon ben Chalafte had a tal negoilis, shenishmeto yerech shalom, nishmeto yerech shalom. Ba'osu lo shifayferish shalkone. They made a shifayferish shalkone. The Bnei Gershom seems to say it was like a brace to hold in the yerech. I'd rather say it was like a false yerech. B'chayso. And the lift? No. You're asking a kasher. Now this is halacha raveches bi Yisrael that shmutas hayerech is treif. There was a maise by Reb Shimon Chalafta with the Tana Goylis that they made with the shayferes shalkana v'chayse. Elamayis loch lameim. So what are we going to say over here? I mean, this is, it's treif, and if it's treif, it can't live. Elamayis loch lameim toich yud beis chaydu shavet. That what they saw, this Tana Goylis, was walking around, Akocha was Teich Yud Beis Chodesh Ave. Ochinami Teich Yud Beis Chodesh Ave. So, your Maise, but the Israel Talk is also Teich Yud Beis Chodesh. That means, Akocha Ram Teich Yud Beis Chodesh. In the Mephoshim and Mavayah, that means you're telling me a Maise, it has to be Teich Yud Beis Chodesh, because it's Teich, so it has to be Teich Yud Beis Chodesh. You have to understand that whoever saw this could be, they mistook it for another one. Lemaise, Chazal, say, but it's treif, and if it's treif, it won't live, you'd beis chaydish. So, kochoch, whatever you have a mesoira, was treif, you'd beis chaydish. Chaysa means the maka healed. That's what chaysa means, but it didn't live more than you'd beis chaydish. Whatever, some mele, but al kaponim, and the gay alonu, we see that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had said, "Haloche ravachas be Yisrael shmutas yerech ba'if treife." This is like an ungenommene zach. Vaisis, he was kodem to all the others. So Vaisis, that's how we paskin. Shmuta soif v'yerech treif. Now let us see Rashi. We don't pass them like all these material. Yes, the Monshal was as Kedir as Kone. Kone Shen Nigdar Mimeno Chaticha was taken out of it. Ashtikul Kimin Arube. Kremes Rechove. They took a wide kremes shel kone besosmua bo partoa tzomer bibnei shereiso shechoisa hamako, since the maka healed ata soimech lahater b'leilocha rebachas par nispashto b'nisrav cholinoig, that's the minig oilom toichid beis chodesh chois hamake l'soif yud beis chodesh meiso, the treif on yud beis chodesh chayim. Now let us see Taisvis. And Avnan Zayin Amadalot. Shmutas Yad, we had in the beginning of the Sugyim, a member of Omar Abiyudah Marav, Shmutas Yad Bebhei Mokshere. So Taisvis says, by the Yad, Vuhu Adin Nechtachu. By the Yad, there's no difference between if the Yad was Nishmat Mimkoimoi or is Nechta. The Davke Nechtachu Ragleho Treife, that's by the regal, the back to feet, of a Yadel Ksheira. Here there's no difference between Shmuta and Chatucha, like the Gemara wanted to say. By the Yad, Shmutas kosher, chtuchas kosher. Makama nami amrinin, balas heiraglayim. There it says that if you have a behemoth that has 5 feet, or yishain la elo shloisha, or it has 3 feet, hareiz hamum. And the 3 feet means was born with 4, and they cut off 1 foot. Amaravun eloishano shachisa biyat, as dafkev, they cut off the front feet. So my male, then the whole chesom is abal mum, aval beregel, treifa, nami hav. If it's chatuchas regel, it's treifa, that's abal kaponim, we see that by the yad, afilu chatucha is also kosher. Shmutas yerech, perish bekunteris, Rashi said, what is the tide shmutas yerech? We have here the behema. Here we have a whole shakla begatayim. Shmutas yerech perish bekontres buki da atma the shof miduchte, that the yerech went out of the socket viyachol nivei, and the tendons that hold it together were disintegrated, and that's a tight shmutas yerech. Zektoisvis vahadin imoy. Rashi's 100% right. The kula shmuta de shmaiten, the whole sugi of shmuta sayer, by behema, by oif, is speaking about beiyachal nivei airi, be behema boi. The whole sugi is speaking about that the tendons were disintegrated. Avoloi yachal, but if the tendons are still there, they're cut, it's kosher. Then it's kosher, because it seems they can still grow together again, even though it's cut, they'll grow together. In kach posiklel, it's a gemara before daf nun dalet amid beis, vehilchese, the gemara says, afilu ipsik namik sheira, afilu the tendons were cut, it's kosher, ad the yachel yachuli. Until they disintegrate, there's no more tendons there, then it's treif. Hashte nichem ma denoket bekulei shmaiten shmuto. That when we speak about that, the yerech was shamut, loy noket de shof miduchte, that it went out of its socket. Kedenoket rav masne leel. Rav Masne said, Buke de Shof Miduchtei is straight. That was Rav Masne. And Rav Masne is talking about that nothing is torn. It just went out of its socket. Buke de Shof Miduchtei. And Arsug, he says, Shmutah. Shmutah means by stois. There's no connection anymore. It can't be connected. It's Shomut from the socket. Mishum de Rav Masne osa beloyi yachol nivei. Rav Masne also the tendons did not disintegrate. So Mamela, so he just said that what had happened, it shof midukti, went out of place. So it can never get back together into the same matzev, shaykh losh and shmuta. Alohi maisi la'el v'rav masne, and afnun dalet, there was a whole machlekes, abyoichenin and reishlokesh, if we hold like Rav Masne, if we don't hold like Rav Masne, there was a whole machlekes, gabei luksheres, davke, ploy maisi v'rav Yehuda dohoche, here Rav Yehuda says, shmutas yerech, b'vheim otreifer, the Gemara doesn't bring down Rav Yehuda. So, and there's all people there with Rav Masne. No, Rav Yehuda said the same thing. Why doesn't the Gemara mention Rav Yehuda? But oit, noch azach, the Rav Yechanin koma la'el, Rav Yechanin of Nandala Damad Aleph said, Eilu treif is dafke, there's a miut. These are treif, lamuti yod Rav Masne. Rav Masne, abuke de shof miduchtei is kosher. Rabbi Yochan, so he holds not like Rav Masne that it's kosher. Rabbi Yochan and Koma Lekama, we just learned the Gemara now, Shmutas Yerech Bo'if Treifa, he said it's Treifa. Vuhu Adin Bebehema Nami Treifa, so Mesama by Behema it's also Treifa. Midetoni Levi, because we have a Barais of Levi, Levi had said that all the treifas by a behema is treifa by a oif, and a oif is another treifas. That the nishbar gogoilis. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan said that shmutas hayerech ba'oif is treifa, so al koch Rabbi Yochanan has to hold that shmutas hayerech ba'behema is treifa, because that's what Levi said. Levi said that whatever treifas are in a behema, there are in an oif. So many words by Behem is also treif. And Rabbi Yochanan and Avnan Dauda Madalev said, the Mishnah says, Eilu treifes lafuki Rav Masne, that book in the Shav Miduchte is kosher. No? So, he's not consistent. Here he says it's kosher. Rav Masne, he holds his kosher. Not like Rav Masne. And here he says that Shmutas Hayerech by Behem is treif. So Al Koch is the two different things. Shof Miduchte means that the tendons are still around. They can grow together. Then that's called Shof Miduchte. It went out of the socket. But Sha'enken over here was speaking about, that the Yachol Nivei. That places. Oy, the Rabbi Yechna Kamala Leila Treifis, Dav Kilamuti or the Rav Masne. Rabbi Yechna Kamala Kam and Shmuta Shech Boiv Treif, Vodan Beim and Nami Treif, Meditani Levi. Le Choshev Le Gabi Yeser Le Moif. Levi did not say that there's another Treif by Oif, which is not by Behem. Le Mashme the Polygale, and it's not Mashme that people disagree with Levi. Bidakshinin la'el minei ad Rav Shmuel. The Gemara asks on Rav Shmuel that Rav and Shmuel were baidik from the Chuda was Neisha, they were baidik to see if the Krum HaMoyach is Kayim. So they asked the Kasha from Levi. Levi said that the by Oif is more Chomel Then Behemoth, that, fellow, the Krum is Gans, it's also treif. Why would they buy it? So weiß doch heus, Levi is a dove muskim. Du morest san Rav in Shmuel, weil der Beide. Beide le kamon besäuf schmeite, aloche raveches bisof, schmude scherich beäuf treife, wo er den befeime, ke der frisch ist. Und le el paskinen aloche, da fello ipse gscheire, adi achle chuli. So hat er sich stimmt, hier zes, everyone pasken schmutes, a jerich ba'oi festreife, a locha raveches bison, en der de gemosses an dafnen dalle damit beis, der a filo de nivi war kot is kosher, lakach nire, so we have to say, de kula schmeiten airi di achel nivi. Schmutes a jerich means that they completely disintegrated the nivi. And that is treif. In Rav Masna, in the Sugyan Daphne Dal, they're speaking about that the Nivei were kind. Now, let us go further in Taisvis. Lomalei lemar kulei hai, v'omar ravuna marav shmutes yerech ba'oif ksheirem. Now we hear there a maise, Rav Abbe, so Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was being boidek, the Tzumas Agidim, he was being boidek if the sholem, if the not sholem. So yes, then why do you have to be Baidik? Rav said that Shmutas Hayerech Ba'oif is kosher, so why do you have to be Baidik? Hashte Salkedaitach. So, Zuktaisvis, when Rababe asked Rabbi Yirmi, Salkochach Rababe held, the Shmute V'chatucha Akelechot. I mean, he held that this is a Chatucha, and he's asking about a Shchute, so, when Rav Abba approached Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, he held that a shmut and chatuche is the same. And then what did we have? Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba asked, listen here, you're telling me, the Mishnah says chatuche by Beheime is treif, and Rav said Beheime is also treif. That was fine. That was what Rabbi Yirmiyah answered him. But let us go before Rabbi Yirmiyah started. So before Rabbi Yirmiyah started, Rababa had held that Shmuta and Chatuche are the same. So if Shmutas Hayerech Ba'if is kosher, so Shmutas Hayerech, so Chatuche Hayerech is also kosher. Shmuta and Chatuche are the same. Hash the Salka Daitach, the Shmuta and Chatuche are kolech. Va'af al-gav the Beheim ha-treifik and the Muchach Masnis. Let's forget about memories of Rab. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chatuchas, the Bahimish and Echtachu Raglam in Akuva Lamailo. So now, before you chap it with Rabbi Yirmiyah, what did Rab Abba do with this Mishnah? There's a Mishnah that says clearly, if you hold Chatucha and Shmut is the same thing, so it says, by a Bahima, Chatuchas, the Bahimish and Echtachu Raglam in Akuva Lamailo, it's straight. So he held, as if the Mishnah is speaking about a behemoth, he held Chatuch and Shmut is the same. Now he is a member of Rav Huna that Shmut is a yerech, Ba'if is kosher. So Kocha Chatuch is a yerech, Ba'if is also kosher. You have a Mishnah? The Mishnah is speaking about a behemoth. He held that it's a difference between a behemoth and a not. So now there's a problem. So he held that by an oif is kosher chatucha sayerech. That's a yelp. He held chatucha and shmut is the same thing. Levi said that all the treifes that are by a behemoth are by an oif. Now, how did this all stem with Rab Abba? Before he chapped with Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, he held shmut and chatucha the same. If shmut is Hayerech ba'if is kosher, chatuches, hayerech ba'if is kosher. And the Mishnah says chatuches, haregulus is straight by behemoth. That's a behemoth. A noif is different. So a noif does not have the treifes of a behemoth. No, Levi said, it's a baraisa. Levi said that all the treifes of a behemoth are by a noif also. So how did Rab Abba put all the pieces together? I mean, it's eisgespart that there's a difference between chatuche and shmute. So Taisus says, v'shem lo yoda hashta b'raisa de Levi. He didn't know this b'raisa of Levi. The chol treif, shemana chom b'beim, b'kenegdem b'oim. Fine. Okay, he didn't know. Well, if he had masked it, but now, fine. Now, but he had a problem. Yes, Rabbi Yirmiyah, why was he boydik by an oif? And Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, you know, it says the Mishnah, Chatuchas Aregel by Behemah is treif, and Rab said by an oif, it's also treif. So now, Rab Abba came to the conclusion that there's a difference between Chatuche and Shmute by oif. For sure. I mean, that's what he said. He said, I heard from Avuna Marab that Shmutas Hayerech Boif is kosher. And you heard from Rab that Chatuchas Hayerech is straight. So we have to make a chilek between Chatuche and Shmute. That's the maskonis of the Gemara. So Memelus, or Toysvus says, Olafia maskonis, the machalik ben Shmute la Chatuche. Niche. So now we won't have this problem anymore. So now it could very well be that by a behemah, there's also a difference between Shmut and Chatuche and the Shalom al Yisrael, and my baby Levi is very good. Because all the treifas by a behemah is noyig by a knife. By a behemah, Chatuche is a regular zosa by a knife. Also, Chatuche is a regular zosa. And if we say by a knife, that Shmutas Hayerach is kosher, so my name is also Shmutas Hayerach kosher. Avuna Marav, the Masha Shmutas Hayerach Boiv, Kemoi Kein Bebehime. So then we'll say by Behime, also Shmutas Hayerach is kosher. Midi Tony Levi, Levi said they're the same. Umasha Afilu Biachol Nibi, Kida Barisha, so come out by a Behime. According to Rav Abba, and then according to Levi, that says we have to compare a noif to Behemah, so come out Shmuta Sayerech, by Behemah will be kosher. Ba'af al gav, afilu ma, so now we just said a mouthful though, we just said that Shmuta Sayerech by Behemah is kosher. That's what we just said. Afilu beyachal nibe. There's a gemara before the Dalam at base. The gemara says Behuchas said that kon beyachal nibe it's treif. Now we just got into a big planter already. If we'll say that va'avu gav afilu va'avu v'tulman de meikul el gabi ve'eluk sheiris moide beyachal nibe. So there the Gemara seems to say, Be'achon Nivei, everyone holds it is straight. Rav Huna Marav, Meikul Bekulo Oba. But we have here Rav Huna Marav, and Al Kochach, we have to make this Cheshbon, if he has this memory that Shmuta Sayerech Bo'if is kosher, and we have the Barais of Levi that a noif has the same treif as from a behemah, so it has to be behemah also kosher. So come out a Rav Huna, Amar Rav holds that if by a behemah, Shmutas Hayerach will be kosher for Yachal Nive. Umiyuk Tzas Taimit. Taisa says, yeah, the Cheshbon goes, but it's a very modern. Lemishtamit bekulish maitin, Leminket bechad duchte shmuta shech bebeimek sheira. We have a whole sugya, but shmuta sayerech boif, matirim, oisim, a whole sugya. Now you're telling me according to these matirim, shmuta sayerech bebeimek, shmuta sayerech bebeimek is also kosher, according to all these matirim. Because there's no difference between the knife and the behemah. So why in this whole sugya no one ever mentions this? Meret naveg a knife is. Why doesn't someone mention that Tua didn't buy a behemah also? That's very modern. Le mishtamit bekule shmaiten le minkit bechad duchte shmute yerch bebehemah kshere. Le mishtave le meime klal de nokat oif le revuse. So Taisu says, maybe I'll tell you a teretz that you have to read between the lines that an emerson, an oif, is zutar chiyusei min a behemet. That means there's less chiyas in a knife than in a behemet. So if you have a whole omad of Gemara that says, shmutas ayer ba'oiv kshayro, so you have to, so it's a kochach by behemet's kosher. And oiv, that's zutah chiyusim. You don't have to talk about a behemet. If I tell you an oiv is kosher, so a behemet is a kosher. So it's not too gefellig. So we talk about oiv, and automatically we can figure out behemet, because the thing, a filo on oiv is kosher. So Taisus says, "Mustav lemei meklal de noket oif l'revuse." That is such a cheshbon. The gam Rabbi Yirmiyah shehi v'raya ledvov, and I'll bring another raya. Rabbi Yirmiyah brought a raya to Rabbe that chetuches a regel by oif is kosher. The Mishnah says by behemet treif. The Mishnah says by behemet treif, and he said, and Rav said by an oif is treif. Why do you have to bring a raya from Rav? If there is such a formula that an oif is zutach yusei, and wherever it's treif by behem, it's zikha treif by an oif. That's poshet. Whenever it's kosher by an oif, it's zikha kosher by behem. So why did Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'abe have to say a member of Rav? Let him say, if the Mishnah says that Chatichas HaRegel by Behemah is treif, Avad Gevis Anoif? Amod Amarav Alo V'chein Boif, Amod the Oshra Masis Beim Lerotzal Ledag V'gvulei Mekoshkein Boif Tezutech Yusin. L'chein Nireh. So Mamela Taisus is now with stock episodes that we have here Matirim by Oif. Lechayre by Beheime, it's Zicha also. Shmutas Hayerech. Lechay Nira the Dafke Boif, Machshe Ravune, Omarav. Veloy be Beheime. Not by Beheime. By Beheime, it's Take Treif. And I saw in Yisra Broche, it brings down from the Ram, that the Ram says, why is a behemoth worse than a knife? He says, because a behemoth balances itself on his 4 feet. And if you have a shmutas ayerech by a behemoth, he doesn't have what to put his weight on. And that is good for the sibbe that brings about a tarfes. Mashenkin and oif, they can put a lot of pressure on the wings. They balance themselves from the wings, some emele, so that's the chilek taket. So Bekitza Sotaisvus wants to say that what? Sotaisvus wants to say that Shmutas Hayerech Ba'oif is kosher, but Shmutas Hayerech Bebeim is treif. So now we're stuck with Levi. Levi said all the treifes that there are ba'if, all the treifes that are bebehema are ba'if. And now we're just saying not like that. Shmutas hayerech is treife bebehema not ba'if. The less leberais of the Levi. He doesn't know the berais of Levi. Av agar the makshini minei l'rav le'el. We asked Akash and Rav before from this berais. Now, we just have Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna Marav says, so let's make a cheshbon nefesh. Rav Huna Marav says, Shmutas Hayerech Be'oif is kosher. Now, let's make a cheshbon. Be'ahime is treif. So Rav or Kolchok, Rav Huna is saying this b'shem Rav. We're just going, this is a Rabbah that heard from Rav Huna b'shem. Aber Rav holds that Shmutas Hayerech Ba'if is kosher, Shmutas Hayerech Bebehime is treif. Rav doesn't hold like Levi. We hear that Gemara Daphne and Vova Medal of Gmaisa Kasher, Rav was Boidik and Oif to see if the Krum was Kayim. So the Gemara is the Kasher Levi said that by an Oif you don't need a Krum. So the Gemara should have said, Anshudik, Gavra Karam, Rav doesn't hold like Levi, Vaharaye, that because Rav holds לעצמותס הירח באוי איסקושר, ועצמותס הירח בבי מסטריק, שאיתו סנאו לייק לוי. So why are you asking a kasha from an Rav, from Levi? Rav doesn't hold like Levi, it's oiskishpah. V'av agam nevshim ne le Rav Leel, hainel alibe de Rav Yehuda. That means we had in the beginning of the sukkah, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, shmutas yerech ba'oif treife. In the beginning of the sugya, we heard Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that Shmutas Hayerech Bo'oif is Treife. So according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Faker, then Rav holds like Levi. The whole Hechech that Tosfos said that Rav does not hold like Levi is according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, that Shmutas Ayerech Bo'oif Kshere, and you have to say by Behemoth Treifes, I'm a Mele, he doesn't hold like Levi. But the Gemara over there was asking according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that Rav holds that Shmutas Ayerech Bo'oif is Treifes, so then I don't have a Hechech that he disagrees with Levi. So the Gemara is going there according to Rav Yehuda, Vidoichek, Psadoichek, the Gemara says the Kashi, stop. Dilme shani lei ben shmuta lechatuche. So the Gemara said that Rababa said we have a problem over here. Abuna Marav said that shmutas ayerech boif is kosher. Rav said chatuches aregu boif is treifem. Maybe there's a chilek between shmuta and chatuche. Perish bekuntres. The shmuta kshayro, b'afilu nitlo kulo, b'chatucha treifo, afilu b'tzumas agidim lebar. V'teimo, ma roitze loima, what does Rashi come to tell us, shemeforish she'im nitlo kulo kshayro? What does this mean? Rashi says, shmutas ayerech is kosher, Afilu nitlo kulo. What does this mean, nitlo kulo? Im reitze loima, if Rashi means to say, shim nitl hayerech mimokim shahisa mechoberes ba'al yakshayra. If Rashi means to say that the whole yerech was taken out, it was cut away from the behemoth. And there's no yerech, that's nitlo kulo. But it's dislocated. It's removed. B'chatucha d'treifa, ki goyim b'oisai etzem amtsoi shaboitzum asagidim, b'tachtisai somach l'perach al-kuvan im keres, im aroish, ulamaylo hu tochu v'etzem akulye, shu etzem atochu ba'alye. There, that means if the shaykh was caught, it's treifa, but if the yerech was completely removed, it's kosher. That's what Rashi is saying. Rav gav the boisi etzem imtsoi treifa mikoymekim be'elyoin shuetzem alku yish kshere kide meforish shechoytcha mikan v'chayo mikan emeisa b'zeh teime. If you cut away, you remove the yerech dafilo nevela nami mikrayim nita yerech v'cholo shalom nika yomar avalosepe kama le'el. We had a gemara before. If you took out the yerech, and you only have, it's a nikah chol rishalo, so then, it's an avail, not it's a treife. And then here Rashi says that it's kosher. Lekam on the polik, mashach, number one. Number two, mashach likroi zeh shmuta vizeh chatuche. Shteim chatuches ninu. If it's cut out, it's not mislocated. Even the ayre pila nitla kula, boyilo yoporish kan, Why do I first come up with this? The shmutak shere, ke goin, shloi nechtachu ragleho. Shmutak does not mean it was cut away. Or the shof me dukte, etzem a yerech, shekofetz mimkoim, mechu shabetz maoye, shutocha boi. Apo nechtachu treif, apo lo betzum mesagide. So that's Tais Viskasha and Rashi. By Rashi, it was Moisev and Shmutas a yerech, Rashi says, Nitla kula, and this is understood, nitla kula means it was completely removed. Now we'll give a very interesting Gemara. Before we had a Maisa, Rab Shimon ben Chalafta was trying to do Pu'ulis. It was this is where the town of Gila of Rab Shimon ben Chalafta. Now we're going to see Amru Olav of Rab Shimon ben Chalafta Sha'askin B'dvorim Hoya. He used to be Oisik B'dvorim. That means he made a scientific test to be Mavara certain in Yonim. And tomorrow we'll see what more brings down two Maises. He did something. He wanted to disprove Rabbi Yehuda. Shehaya Rabbi Yehuda Omer im nitla hanoitza psula. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, if the down of the oif was removed, it's possible. Now the Talmud Gaylus oisa loyle Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta shenitla noitza shalom. He had a Talmud Gaylus that her noitze there was nitla the noitze. And he wanted to prove that it can live. V'nicha betano. So, but you have to understand that if it doesn't have the noitze, the down keeps the oif warm. Now, that's for sure. If he's going to leave the oif walking the outsides without any protection, he's going to die from pneumonia. That's poshut. That he understood. But treifa means that there's no way of healing it. And he held it's possible to heal. So what did he do? So he did two things. Number one, v'nicha betano. He left it in a tano. It seems the tano was a warm tano. So the it was warm for this tano geilus. Number one, betolo oleo bematlis shel tarsiyim. He made around it a coat of leather that the tarsiyim used. You see, the tarsiyim are either those who work with nechoshes, and they have these leather begodim that have particles of nechoshes in it, which are mechamim. And the gidlo knafayim achoinim yosim in erishoinim, and it grew back, and the down grew back. No, Rabbi Yehuda says it's straight. It grew back better. It was better than it was the first time. So he proved that Rabbi Yehuda is wrong. So the Gemara v'dulma kesava Rabbi Yehuda treifa mishabachas. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that a treife can get better, but eventually it's going to die in 12 months. I mean, what did you prove over here? You proved over here that it grew back the down. Good, it grew back the down, but it's going to die. So the Gemara says, no. In Cain b'midi de mitrefe bo higdilo k'nafayim achayim yoysim yirushayim. No, that was nicht. That means if it should be better than it was before. This is the Sibes HaTalfis, and it's going to be better than it was before. So this was proof that it's not treif. My asking b'dvorim, then the Gemara says another maise. He wanted to prove things. Amar misharshe, amar deke maise. Achsiv, Shlomo Melech said, leich el namola otzel. Anotzel should go to Anamola, Re'ed Rochev HaKam. Learn from the drachim of an ant, Asha'ein lo katzin shayter amayshel, that there's no official ruler over there. Tochin b'kayitz lachmo, and it prepares in the summer, it prepares for the winter. Nagadlis, there's no leaders there. They all do it by themselves. Omar, Amar the Kemaisa, So Rav Shimon Michalavta said, Eizel echse ivadiu de leslu malke. Is it talking like that? You don't have a melech? Maybe they do have a melech. You wanted to figure this out if they have a melech or not. So what did he do? Ozel betkufes tamas. He went in tkufes tamas and we'll see in Rashi, hands do not like the bright sun. They like shade. They don't like the bright sun. It bothers them. Ozel betkufes tamas. Pose liglime akine. There was a nest of ants. He spread out his baguette, so this area became very shady. Akine de shum shimani, on a nest of ants. Nofak also chad mineyu. One ant came out, and the ant came out, and he sees, Baruch Hashem, it's shady. Mamish merdi. So, asnach bei simon. So now, Rav Shimon bar Chalafta wanted to make a simon. Rav Shimon bar Chalafta. Yeah. So he made a simon on this ant that came out that he wants to see what's going to happen. Oh, no, this ant came back. It was Amridika Simcha. They were all stuck in their ant nest, and then there was cramped there. They would want to go out into fresh air, but it was sunny. Now this ant saw that Baruch Hashem got shady. Oh, so this ant went in. Amalahu nafotula. It got shady. Gimbal de nafku v'asu. Now the whole he realized what's going to happen. Shimon Chalapta, so now the sand came in, now the whole ant colony came out. Baruch Hashem will have some fresh air, it's shady. Dalye Leglime, then he picked up his baguette. Nofo Shimshe, now all of a sudden it became very sunny. Noflu Alei Bekotle, so they took care of him. He brought out the whole colony outside. He says it's shady and it's us. Oma, Shmami, no, and he's watching this. He made a simon, which one was the ant that first observed that thus, that it was shady. Shmami, no, less lo malk. They don't have a malk. Yis lo hu, if they did a melech, hamona de malka le livet. So he can't go. They all pounced on this ant and made Hashem blot out of him. They should have. He needed a shoes from the melech. Some melech is the guy that don't have a melech. That's a shame the melech knew it. See, he figured it out. Amale ravach, but the rovel ravach, we do the melech have by day. Who says that could be the melech was there? They came out with the melech also, and the melech gave orders, kill him. How do you know? The melech was there also. Inami, Homan of the Malka of Nikiti. No, that wasn't the constitution. Whoever makes fun of us or says lies, you kill him. That's already in the constitution. So Mela, you don't need now a Bazundere, this ant a Machutz of Godel. He went and he brought out the whole colony and he said that it's shady and then Nanakti Kitov. Inami, or maybe I'll tell you a third terrace. Be Malka la Malka of it. Could be the previous melech had died, and presently they didn't have a new melech. So the ants also do the same thing. Here, if there's no melech, zikha when there's a melech, it could be they have a melech. But here, there was no melech, the melech had died. It's no rai. That means that's what you figured out, that you brought a raya that ain't la melech. Your raya is not a raya. They can slug up the raya with three dichuya. Shloime Melech said that they don't have a melech. Shloime Melech did not figure out scientifically. He do beruach hakodesh. Ain't la melech. Zut Rashi. But Yosef David can be forced to come and lay to me, leave one shall abuse it. tolala b'matli shel tarsim, kolcho, he wrapped around b'matli shel tzeifin nechoshis, shenoisnim lifneim lekabal afurish shchokei nechoshis. The dust of the nechoshis, you settled on this begid b'shel oiri, and it was a begid of leather, it always is warm, gives that heat because of the thickness. Nechoshes is also mechamem. The midi the mitrefa bo betmiya. Haydi mishabeches b'shariba. He wants to say maybe it's mishabach. But miya, he milsa the mitrefa be. Yehoda mishabach ki ochi de godu achoinim yesh min rishoinim. My asken lomo nikro shmoy asken trilo. Ivadilas Lamalke once he Ivadilas Lamak, the Siva Shainla Katsim. I know asking. Asking bit bore him, wanted to be Mabar the things himself. Le boil a mismachim lusa de shloimem. And the molim oyavim tail besoinim choim. The shumshimani, the molim, not the tradminai, mitechuliakam, bolochut, roa tail. Asnach bei simna lakira, he wanted to make a simen on this namolem, leidam ayasa lechabem shim tzashakram. Amon ha'avin ekiti, shekol ha'mahatl b'chaber yagur. That was the law. It was enough in the law. Whoever makes jokes or ridicule or fools someone else is chayim misa. Inami bei malka la malka ve meis hamelech radayin lekamacha v'derech eretz lasei isha yoshebeina v'chsiv v'yomi mehen isha yoshebeina v'yase im lusa d'shloime nemenu al kach bul hakoidish omron.